We welcome you all to the services this evening, and it's good to see all who are able to be with us tonight. I'd like to talk with you tonight about the progression of sin. Sin is one of those things that by its very nature becomes progressively worse. And I think sometimes we make the mistake of believing that we may tolerate what we consider to be small sins in our lives, thinking that they will remain that way. Well, number one, even a small sin in God's sight, I'm sure, is not small, if there is such a thing. But sin becomes worse and worse, and what we might consider small will eventually grow until it becomes something that is out of control, and we may not be able to conquer it at all, no matter what we do. In the 37th chapter of Genesis is found, I think, an interesting example. In fact, tonight's lesson is going to deal with various examples of how sin just grows and grows. One of my favorite characters in the Old Testament is Joseph. You would go a long, long way to find a better man than Joseph. And we could just talk a long time this evening about the great things that he was able to do and accomplish in his life. But when Joseph was a young man, he ran into a lot of trouble. He had a lot of problems in his own family. He was, of course, the son of Jacob. And the Bible speaks of Jacob as being the father of Joseph and says that he loved Joseph more than all of his other children because Joseph was the son of his old age. Now, just in case there might be some that have forgotten or maybe do not know, Jacob had 12 sons. Those 12 sons became the fathers of what is called the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.